away, what did you take away from, after watching film, just the game, the loss?
You know, a lot of little mistakes, a lot of things that killed drives for us offensively, you know, whether it was a penalty or a mental error or just, you know, you missed an opportunity. We just had a lot of those, and they came at some pretty inopportune times. So you walk away from it just saying, you know, never really found like we were ever in a rhythm, and that could be attributed to a lot of those things I'm talking about, because really you're able to establish a rhythm once you get a drive going, and it just never felt like we really got off the ground ever, or rarely. And before we knew it, you know, we were down by enough there in the second half that it became, you know, a little bit of a, you know, a two-minute fest where you're trying to play catch-up. Hard to believe that we even had a chance in the end, because if you look at just the way we played, we didn't deserve to have a chance. But just inefficient all the way around. Felt like it was inefficient. Certainly wasn't what we're used to around here.
I ask about, because 46% completion percentage, usually we're talking about you nearing records, you know, for a season.
Yeah.
So any of that, you know, as far as you feel a little off?
Well, we set the bar high. We have high expectations. There's no harsher critic on myself than me. So I walk away from that game, and you know, it felt like every third pass was completed. You know, I mean, it was one of those days that, for whatever reason, you know, and you can attribute it to a lot of stuff. I mean, there was inordinate amount of batted balls in that game. You know, that I felt like, hey, those are completions. You know, there's one to Jimmy that's a touchdown that gets batted. They blow coverage, and yet instead of walking away with 7 points, we end up only getting three. That's a big play in the game. It's a big play in the game. So a lot of little things like that where all of a sudden it's a 46% day as opposed to a 70% day.
What about the short passes to the running backs? Were those as open as they usually were, or were you maybe looking downfield more than you usually?
Well, the mentality, especially once we got behind, was that we had to play a little bit of catch-up. So we had to stretch the field a little bit. We had to take some chances that normally, you know, we would be in a position where we could throw checkdowns and that kind of thing, but we were trying to manage the clock at that point.
Drew, when a guy like Pierre Thomas gets 5 touches in a game, that can't be a good thing.
No. I mean, we walk away from it. You look at the stat sheet, and you look at 10, you know, 10 carry, 10 rushes total, and you just say, man, you know, that's not what we wanted. Especially, you know, and I think if you just look at the yards per carry, it's deceiving. I mean, it was 10 for 32, so it's 3.2 a carry, but it felt like at times we were, you know, at least we were better than that. It seemed like Pierre was 5 yards a carry, and, you know, you just, a couple of those were short yardage situations that may have brought the average down. But like I said, we got in a situation where we had to get, you know, chunks and get points.
Can we get your own performance and just the overall result from this game? You talk a lot about what's been going on the field, but with some time to reflect, how much of what you feel like has been going on off the field, whether it's with you, the team, or what have you, has contributed to what happened?
We're not in the business of making excuses. Obviously, that's been something that has been talked about a lot during the off season, during the preseason. But that was not. In fact, I think it's probably been made too much of a big deal of. So for us, it's the guys in our locker room, it's the coaches that are there. Let's take what we got, move forward. We built a foundation here. We know how to prepare. Let's focus on the process and know that that's been a winning formula for us.
Can you pinpoint why there were inefficiencies? What triggered it? Or was it just an off day?
Yeah. Well, I think it was really an off day. I think that they played great. You got to give them a lot of credit. They came in offensively and played extremely well. I think defensively they played very well, but we had quite a few self-inflicted wounds as well with the penalties and just lack of execution. I don't think they did anything that was earth-shattering or that we didn't expect or that we hadn't seen or anticipated. I think that we just, there's a lot of emotion going into the game, obviously. I think we just need to, as we get into this season, you kind of start to come together as a team, and you start to establish that identity, and you know, you sometimes, you know, you're going to have struggles, and you got to find a way to pull through it, and we just have to kind of swallow it there that, hey, we didn't go out and play our best, didn't start the way that we wanted to, especially in our home opener. But there's no better way to get back on track than this week at Carolina, a divisional opponent.
Would you say 0% of the struggles were you not being able to be around in the offseason, or could that have contributed to it at all?
No, not at all. Not at all.
What about Sean's ability to identify matchups over the course of a game? Say, go back to a play that maybe didn't quite work the first time, but he saw you were really close to breaking it for a big game, stuff
yeah.
like that.
I mean, honestly, I think it's not any coach's fault when you have a holding penalty or when you have an offsides penalty. That's just execution by the guys that are on the field. And there's ways that I can improve that. There's ways that the guys up front can improve that. There's ways that everyone on the offense can improve that. Has nothing to do with coaching or who was or wasn't there. I mean, listen, throughout the course of this year, hey, Sean brings a lot, you know, and so not having him, you know, you can certainly say, hey, you're missing Sean, but you've got so many other great strengths with the guys that you do have, and we're gonna manage, you know. We're going to manage.
You said that you guys are not in the business of making excuses, but you acknowledge there was some emotion going into the game. So is it okay, as a matter of fact, is it even healthy for this team to acknowledge what those emotions were going into?
Yeah, here's the thing. You know, we talked about that before the game, just knowing that typically in emotional type games, that emotion can kind of zap you early on if you don't recognize that it's there, and you just take a deep breath, and yet still we just, you know, we made those mistakes, you know, against our better, you know, judgment and just acknowledgement, and unfortunately it cost us, you know, in a lot of cases, and we were down by a lot very early on. And it just, we always seem to have that deficit. You know, we never really closed that deficit until all of a sudden it's the fourth quarter and there's 10 minutes left and we got to make up 16 points. You know, and then it became this fast break mode. But, you know, here we are Wednesday. And as much as you guys want to talk about the Redskins game, it's behind us, you know.
What do you have to do then to just, this is, like you said, not a position that you're used to, even with, you know, things that happened with you. So as a leader, what did you look upon within yourself to say, what I have to do to kind of center the circle?
Focus on the process and the result takes care of itself.
Coach Cromer said Monday that when he got in Monday morning, he already felt the sense of wake-up call, sense of determination from the guys. Did you feel that as well from the team?
Yes. I mean, you know, Sunday was it's disappointing. You know, I mean, we're not used to losing. We haven't lost in that building in a long time. We didn't lose there last year. So, you know, do the math. It was probably 500 days since we'd lost in that building. Just the disappointment of that. Just knowing, hey, we're better than that. You know, and probably also too, you know, knowing that we're going to get all these questions about, hey, Sean not being here and your crazy off season and all that. Stuff. So we just want to get back on the field.
What does John Beeson bring to that Carolina defense?
Yeah, he's a stud. He's one of the best, you know, middle linebackers in this league. I know they missed him last year. He's a great presence, you know, on the field. You can tell he's a leader. He's one of their captains, obviously. Very productive, very instinctive, you know, there's really has no weaknesses.
The Carolina defense, would you be surprised at all to hear that they're talking about the last game of last year and how well your offense did, whether that was absolutely necessary?
Well, what's and using that as motivation?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. You do whatever you can to find motivation to, you know, kind of maybe right the wrong, you know. And I know they're a prideful organization. I have a lot of respect for their coaching staff. I know that they're going to walk away from that game, you know, that being their last game of last season, with that maybe that memory being a little more recent to them than others. And so they want to right that wrong. You know, they want to show that they're a much better team than maybe the team that came out that day. And listen, we were hitting on all cylinders. I know how good a team Carolina is. I know what the game was like when we went there last year. You know, it took 60 minutes for us to pull that one out in the end. So I think we know what this team's all about. They're healthy. They're probably about as angry as we are right now after their week one loss. So we know what to expect.
Aaron Cromer mentioned several times that last Sunday was about a lot of people trying to do other people's jobs, not just their own job. Going forward this week, how do you make sure that you're only doing your job?
Yeah. You focus on your routine and the process throughout the week. And then know and trust and have confidence in the fact that that's going to prepare you to go out, do your job, trust the guy next to you, and play well.
True. Is that part of it? Always seems like you have bounced back personally from a game that's below your standards. Is that something you draw on or think about?
Yeah, definitely. You never want to have back-to-back poor performances. Even when you have a good performance, I'm on myself, probably even more so, to not want to have a lapse or any kind of complacency. I have a saying that is, you're only as good as your next performance. So the minute you put another good one out there, then that's the most recent memory. But then you got to find a way to top that the next week, and it goes on and on, and you drive yourself crazy doing it.
Can I ask you, during timeouts, you stand like halfway between the bench and the huddle. Can I ask you what you're doing at that time? Are you looking at the defensive personnel, clearing your mind?
Doing a lot of things. A lot of it's just kind of taking a deep breath, kind of the observing. Sure, who's in their huddle? You know, what's happening? What's the play call? What's the expectation for this drive? What's the situation? Just assessing all those things. And then it's, you kind of just flip the switch the minute, the referee gives you the high sign. Buckle up the chin strap and you're ready to go.
Getting back in sync with your receivers in time for Sunday, from getting the ball where it needs to be to the receivers running all the way through the route, is that an easy fix? Is it a wait and see how it goes?
No. If you practice it the right way, you feel good about it going into Sundays. And we have a standard for the way that we do things around here. We understand there's going to be maybe off days or times where you miss one, but it's about how you respond. And so we want to make sure we respond the right way, and we're certainly preparing ourselves to do that.
One or two more, please.
If Devery can't go, will you all miss in the offense without
him out? Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, he can obviously play all the receiver positions. So he's a guy that I know and trust, been around a long time. But regardless, there's guys that can fill in if needed, and we'll see.
How close is Joe Morgan being a guy you can count on? He's got the speed, but he seems to struggle a little bit.
No, we're working. We're getting there. That's not an overnight thing either, especially with the number of reps that I typically get with the first team guys, throughout camp and such. We're probably playing a little bit of catch up together. Spending a lot of extra time together after practice. Really have been all throughout camp and into now, and we'll continue to do that.
What concerns you the most about Carolina's front seven?
They're stout. They fly around. They diagnose things quickly. They've got some really good young guys, especially in that front four. And then their linebackers just fly around and make all kinds of plays. The rookie, 59, has done a great job. You could just tell that's kind of those guys seem to be the leaders, the guys that get everybody lined up, the guys that get everything orchestrated. Gamble has been there forever. Right corner Godfrey's been there forever. I feel like they've been there ever since we started playing these guys in 06. At least Gamble has. Godfrey's been there for a large part of that. The other two guys are new, obviously, the left corner and the free safety. But there's guys that work in that have been there before. So I feel like it's a defense that is youthful and yet has been together for a little bit now. And when they're playing their scheme, they're hot. They play well.
For lack of a better term, will you play angry this week?
No. I got to be here. There's those times where you want to get excited or you want to get mad or whatever. But I really try to stay as even keel as possible. I think that's something that I have to portray that to the guys in the huddle. Certainly an air of confidence, borderline cockiness, but also a respect for the opponent, a respect for, you know, the dangers, so to speak, and yet a confidence in our scheme and what we're doing and feeling like we got all the answers.
Yeah,